you have to do things your own way or you're never going to make it. Yes, there are things like that are really important to learn, but ultimately you have to be able to like take all that information and integrate it into what you do and then innovate and create something that's only you, only how you would do it. And I feel like that kind of gets lost sometimes because people just want a template or a formula to follow. And that if someone else did it that way and it worked for them, then it's going to work for you. And that's not the case. Like, it's not going to work for you. There might be elements that work for you, but not the exact thing, right? Because you're different. I'm different. Everyone's different.
Welcome to Reclaiming Consciousness. My name is Elise Bassine, spiritual mentor, breathwork practitioner, and owner and CEO of Elise Breathes. For many years, our consciousness has been hijacked by societal and cultural programming, religion, the media, and familial and ancestral trauma. Right now, during this epic time in history, people are waking up, realizing who they really are, and reclaiming the pieces of their consciousness that they unknowingly gave away. This podcast is an exploration of how so many spectacular humans are leading the way in exiting the matrix and reclaiming who they really are and what they're capable of. In this show, you'll meet exceptional people who are paving the way in raising consciousness and creating a new way of living on this earth. Get ready to go deep. Now let's dive in.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So this week, I have a really special episode for you. So you guys both know Amy Belair and Andrea Donnelly, two of my very good friends. So we had had a call scheduled, the three of us, because often we will get together and do little exchanges where we do a little coaching for each other or tap into each other's energy and just kind of tell each other what we see. And I had a thought, what if I put this on the podcast? So I essentially am allowing you to be a fly on the wall while the three of us give each other little mini sessions, which I thought would be really fun and most likely helpful for everybody, because I'm sure you'll be able to resonate with everything that each one of us shares. And I just thought it would be fun for everybody. So you're really going to love today's episode. And then just really quick, we have a lot of really amazing things going on over here. We just finished the Metamorphosis and the next round is going to be in January, maybe February. But if you would like to join for the next round, you certainly can do that and you will get access to the digital content right away and then you'll be included in the next live round. Also, of course, if you want to commit to this work long-term, which I highly recommend in order to really create permanent results, then jumping into the mothership makes the most sense. Right now, we have a lot of really amazing stuff coming up in the mothership. We have Real Results, which is starting at the end of this month. And I also have my 4-week mastermind Turning Point that is exclusive to the mothership. And in that mastermind, you will work in close proximity with me to create that permanent result that you've been looking for. So I call it Turning Point because it really is an opportunity for you to turn a corner and never look back. So that one thing that you feel like keeps plaguing you, whether it's money situation that you keep coming up against or something in your business or something in your relationship that you feel like you can't get underneath, you just can't get past, you're going to shift it in Turning Point. And that's just for the ladies in the membership. Because when you're in the membership, I love to do a lot of extra really fun things for you. Because I have so much gratitude and reverence for those of you who choose to commit to working with me for a year. So I love to do really fun things to support you and extra things that will make the experience even better. And then after that, we have Breathwork Money and Receiving coming up at the end of the year. And then we will go into the Metamorphosis again. It's a really exciting time to join. And I'm just so grateful for all the ladies who've been jumping in from the Metamorphosis. We had such an amazing round this round. I'm just blown away by the results that the women have gotten. I mean, coming in not sure if they're wanting to start a business. And then by the time they're done in 2 months, it's like we have new clients coming in. We're totally at a different spot. Just really getting underneath of longstanding issues that have felt completely like they were debilitating, and now we're moving and grooving. And I mean, it's hard to even explain, you guys. It's just been wild. So yeah, so that's the mothership. Also, I'm now starting to enroll for the 2025 round of the Metamorphosis Method certification. So that is my breathwork and trauma certification, where I teach you how to implement my methodology, facilitating breathwork and clearing trauma with your clients so that they get a permanent result. So I teach you how to distill down for people exactly what their core wound is at the deepest level and how to shift it. And this really will set you apart. If you are a practitioner, a healer, a coach, this program will get you to the point where you will be able to create predictable and permanent results for your clients, because you will be able to get to the cause of their challenge or pattern versus just helping them with a mindset shift or a behavior change or, you know, practices to change a behavior. That stuff is good, but it usually isn't as effective because you're not addressing the cause of the pattern. So I teach you how to pinpoint and address the cause of every pattern and every challenge that your client will come up against, and how to shift it so that the space you're able to hold for people and the results that you get will really stand out in your field. And you can see from the results my clients get and the speed with which they move that this methodology works, and it's different than anything else that exists on the planet. So you will learn how to facilitate breathwork, private and group experiences in person and online. You will learn how to channel energy work in a very deep and methodical way. You'll also learn the why behind everything that I teach. So I'm not teaching you just to do my formula. I'm teaching you why I have created every single step, every single thing that I've created, so you have the knowledge and the awareness to make these tools your own, to integrate them into your practice and make them into part of your modality. Because I'm not trying to create copies of me. I want to give you all of the tools and everything that I know about how to work with people to create change, so that you can integrate it into what you do and create your own unique modality. And then I will teach you how to use my trauma clearing tools, my inner child clearing process. And then most importantly, I will teach you how to be trauma informed by learning how to create a pristine, clean, clear and sacred space for your clients, where you're able to easily and skillfully put your stuff aside so that you can hold a pristine, clean energy for your clients, which is a very powerful skill set to have. So that is starting in February, and I am taking calls with people who are interested. The program has changed a little bit. The pricing has changed and the amount of time has changed. So now it's 6 months. So if you would like to chat with me about coming into the certification and also being able to come in with an extended payment plan, you can click on the link below to schedule a call with me. And then last but not least, I have my mastermind that's starting that haven't really been talking about because I'm just inviting the women in my world. But if you are interested in learning business from me, learning how I created a six-figure business in the first year and everything I'm doing, and getting guidance on your specific business and how to take it to the next level while simultaneously dissolving the trauma that slows you down, then reach out to me about that. It's a 12-month mastermind and we are starting in November. So I will leave it there. Enjoy the episode with Amy and Andrea. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So I have a really fun situation / episode for you today. So I am here with Amy and Andrea, who you know, who have been on the podcast many times, and also both of them have recently been on. And the three of us had planned to do a little exchange with each other today and get on a call. And I decided to hijack our call and put it on the podcast. So you guys get like this behind the scenes look into a little exchange slash coaching that we are going to do for each other live on the podcast, doing what we do, coaching slash tapping into the Akashic Records slash whatever else we're tapped into, you know, all of the various many things that Andrea's tapped into. Inviting them all in right now. So you are going to get to be a fly on the wall as the three of us do little mini sessions for each other. So I'm really excited for all of us, all of you and us, because this should be really fun and I'm super excited. We are going to start with Amy. Amy is going to get to be in the hot seat first, and she so nicely volunteered to do that. Here we go. So Amy, why don't you just share a little bit about what you want us to tap into for you and let you know what we're seeing, and we will take it from there.
Okay, cool. So as you know, because we've been having these conversations for a good handful of months now, I'm just realizing adoptee foster child of the coaching world. Like when I think back to 2019 and I just really wanted to leave my midwifery career and start this business, I didn't know anything about it. So I started working with my first coach and she was great. She like had exactly what I needed to start a business, but she had just signed on to work with Melanie Ann Layer, and thus I got pulled into the vortex of the online coaching world. And only now am I like, only this year have I fully given myself permission to be like, I don't think I belong here. And I think that the like me trying to fit what I do into this business model, the puzzle pieces don't fit. So yeah, I'm basically like nutshell, I learned a lot of value from the coaching world, like specifically how to scale from one-to-one sessions to group programs and valuing my skill and my time at a higher level rather than grinding it out forever, like $77 sessions, which I probably totally would have done. I feel called to move towards increasing the volume of people who sign up and therefore lowering the price. And the sticky part is straddling these two worlds while I build up a lot of traffic and bring more people in. And like trying to not throw myself into a huge income like plummet while I do so. And I'm okay with my income dropping. Like last month was not the greatest, like highest level month I've ever had. And that's not a big deal because I can see like where I took my foot off the gas intentionally. But I also like definitely want to pay my bills. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to say before I kind of dive into like you specifically, I just want to say that this is something that I've been thinking about a lot too, because I also feel like a weird, like whenever anyone talks about the coaching industry, I'm always like, I didn't mean to be in the coaching industry. That's never was on my agenda. I never thought of myself as a coach and I never wanted to really be like that isn't what I ever wanted. So I completely agree and resonate with what you're saying because I've always felt this way. And I think that, of course, there's so much to learn when you have an online business of just like how to structure things, how to create things. And there are like very important things that kind of are more formulaic when it comes to running an online business. And at the same time, and I was just telling you, I went off on a tangent about this yesterday with somebody. You have to do things your own way or you're never going to make it. Yes, there are things like that are really important to learn, but ultimately you have to be able to like take all that information and integrate it into what you do and then innovate and create something that's only you, only how you would do it, you know? And I feel like that kind of gets lost sometimes because people just want a template or a formula to follow. And that if someone else did it that way and it worked for them, then it's going to work for you. And that's not the case. It's not. Like, it's not going to work for you. There might be elements that work for you, but not the exact thing, right? Because you're different. I'm different. Everyone's different. And I think that's like a thing that people miss. And then it's like trying to fit yourself into this box that just doesn't feel good. And I have felt this way too. Like, especially in the last couple of years, I felt like I don't want to be associated with the coaching industry. I feel like that's mean because there are a lot of amazing people in the coaching industry too. But at the same time, I think that it became this like Wild West thing where anybody who doesn't really have a skill set or an experience or knowledge can show up and profess that they know what the hell they're doing. And it's like a little bit offensive to people who like actually have a skill set, a talent, and an ability to help people. You know, I just want to insert my opinion there before we get into the coaching piece. But I think, you know, and obviously as somebody that's been like working with you for a long time, I think that this makes total sense, first of all. Kind of what I'm seeing is like this arc of, you know, when we were doing the trauma work together and you had this feeling of, oh, but I have to sell low ticket or I have to do it this way. And it was coming more from that, like the unacknowledged trauma place, like the unacknowledged, like abandonment stuff and enmeshment stuff. And now I feel like that has been cleared up. It's like more coming from this place of, oh, this is just actually what I want to do. But there's no like charge around it. There's no push-pull around it because it's actually what you desire versus like before it felt like there was this weird energy around it. So now it feels like you have the freedom to just build something exactly the way that you want to build it. And I actually don't think it'll be like difficult for you at all. I don't know why, but it just feels like it's already happening. Andrew, do you get that sense too? That like, it feels like it already happened actually. Like, I don't know if it's like this weird timeline jump that we've been talking about, but like when you're talking about it as if it's in the future, to me, it feels like it's in the past. I don't even know if that makes sense, but that's what it feels like to me in this like weird way that I can't explain.
To go back to something that Amy and I discussed on a recent session trade we did, which is that I essentially retuned your, okay. So this is so interesting because what you just said, Elise, about how you felt like it already happened, I kept, as you were talking, seeing this image of, and there's a piece of art that is like specific that I can't remember, but I believe it is at the Brooklyn Museum of Art, and it's of a woman. It's not the Venus de Milo, right? Which is the famous woman in a shell. It's one that's like a woman coming out of a flower. And as I was like watching you essentially become this piece of art in real life, Amy, and it did feel very much like it had already happened. And there was something about you and I talked about on our session trade where I retuned your Claire audience and shell ears, which you guys, for those of you who are listening, I'm doing it again because there's something about this energy. It's related to this thing of shell ears because you have these really powerful clairaudient gifts that were like sitting outside of your head, essentially, right? It was like, it's not that you don't have them. It's just that it was scary to essentially allow them to come back online because of all of this historical stuff. But they were like right there. They already exist. It had already happened. And there's something about the energy of this that you just brought in, Elise, about how like it's already happened. And I'm seeing you writing yourself a letter. We know that's a trope in the coaching world. Who is your ideal client? But it's more than that. It's like a version of you that had incarnated on earth that I'm not even sure has ever really been your truth, but where you were more of a beginner, a seeker, someone who had really come to go through the mysteries of life and that like a student essentially of the mysteries. And that's this like wide net essentially that I'm seeing you have already cast. And it's what I feel like Elise and I are doing for you in this moment is really helping to like solidify and anchor it so that you can actually physically feel it in the present moment.
It's actually like the words I keep hearing are like original template. So this is actually like the original template of what you were supposed to do anyway. And it's really interesting because today's the eclipse, which we forgot until we got on this call. And I think this eclipse is actually about coming back into your authentic expression. like from what I heard about it or listened about it, that's what it's about. So this is actually what it feels like for me, is this is actually like what you're meant to do, and the way that you're like template of not only just your business, but just like the way that you share your energy and expression is like the way that it's supposed to be done. So it's almost going to be so easy, because all you have to do is just do it in the way that like you naturally would. That's what it feels like to me. It just feels like you're coming back to what you naturally were supposed to do. And it's going to be really easy because you already know how to do it. This is not a problem. It's kind of like, I'm getting this image of you're standing outside your house and you're like, but I have to go back to my house. And then someone's like, well, it's right there. Just walk in. There's no problem. You don't have to find it. It's right there. That's what it feels like.
I feel that too. And when I think about it, it's just so funny, because hopefully this is helpful to everybody who is listening and has the desire to start a business or is in like fairly early in business. But I literally had no idea what I was doing. I have never gone to business school. I went to art school, and then I learned how to become a midwife, where in Ontario, where I live in Canada, you apply to work at an existing practice. You're not learning the business side of being a midwife. You're just learning the skill of being a midwife, and then you join a practice. So I had no business anything at all, except for an entrepreneurial template within myself. But I remember getting all this like weird conflicting advice of like, it's the high ticket client, it's having somebody on retainer, it's being like the private Akashic Oracle for, you know, like high level corporate, blah, 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 blah. And that just always felt hard, insofar as I actually have always known, like to what you were saying, Andrea, I've known I'm here for the beginners. And I'm totally okay with that. Like, I love my audience. I don't want to change my audience at all. I don't want to call in different people. I don't want to change my copy or my voice to call in like the higher level client or create like a high-end luxury movement. I have no judgment about anybody else who does that. Any snideness you hear in my voice is just because of like receiving.
Because it's not you.
Yeah. My audience is perfect. They're fucking dope. I love them. Like, they're my people. I would totally chill with them at a house party and sit around a campfire. They're the people I want to be hanging out with.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I totally get that. And I feel like it's almost like there's nothing to change, you know? And I think that there's been this like misconception or like rhetoric or something that like you have to charge a lot of money and you have to like make a lot of money. And of course we all want to make money and whatever. Of course, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it's like this thing of you need to keep changing something about yourself or what you're doing so that you can just keep making more and more money. And it like, I feel like it really like fucks with people, you know? And like, everything that you have and everything you've already created is perfect. And now it's just about honing in what it is that you really love and just doing that. And I feel like that's what I felt for myself for so long too. Like what I see for everyone, like I have a client who kind of did something similar where like she thought she should be doing more of like this coaching thing. But then it was like, she has this other thing that she loves doing. And it's like, just do that. Like, you love that. This is like your thing. Just do it. And the other thing too is like, there's infinite possibilities of ways you can monetize anything. You know, it doesn't just have to be, oh, I have to charge a lot of money or something, or I have to. That's what it feels like to me, is it's literally just a homecoming.
Oh, that's beautiful. One of the things about me is part of my work involves a lot of show and tell, where I like anchor in specific frequencies from different dimensions and objects and energies. And I have this very large Lemurian crystal. Lemurian crystals are so cool because they hold all the coding from when Lemuria, like I think people who understood what was going to happen in Lemuria and Atlantis essentially put their magic into crystals. And I have this crystal that I think of as an instrument that I use to retune people's fields. And there's this energy as I'm doing this for you, Amy, of like basically playing air guitar on my Lemurian crystal to retune your sacred frequency. Is this energy, I love that word homecoming, because it's... Also, I'm like hearing your guides be like, get it, girl, get it, girl, get it, girl. girl, which is a really funny juxtaposition of like the thing of me. Yeah. So basically get it, girl. I also keep hearing that there's not, yeah, to piggyback on what Elise said, there's nothing you need to do differently. It's literally just like opening your eyes and being like, I'm already here. I already did this. And it worked. And it's like this energy now, we're like moving the shells that we use to retune your clairaudience into your voice so that it's just like essentially what I think is happening now from my end is that I'm just helping you to amplify the sacred frequency through which you're calling even more of these beautiful beings and souls who are meant to be activated and awakened by you home so that all of your podcast episodes and all of the work that you've essentially done up to now and also in the future is like heavily activated and there's like energy running in the background, as it were, is what I'm instilling in your field to like always be working with and for you without you needing to do anything else.
I love that.
Andrea, can you tell everyone what the shell thing is that you do? Everyone should know about this.
You guys, coming to a patent office near you, shell ears technology, shell mouth technology. Shells amplify the frequency and they have a lot of sacred geometry worked into their structure and their nature. So they're really good for my practice because when I put two shells literally in my ears, you guys, and I turn them, I tune people's clairaudience back on. And then if I move the shell to my mouth, you can think of it as like a horn or like a cornucopia through which like a lot of energy transmits. And in this case, it's Amy's sacred gift and her song and like this truth that she was created by God to like share and invite people back home to themselves through. And yeah, you just stick the shells in your ear.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home, you guys. Please be careful of your ears. I am a professional clown. And yeah, don't try this at home. Don't harm yourself. But you have to have some finesse and some gentleness. But there is something so beautiful about this because it really does feel like this energy of you just, again, like opening your eyes and being like, oh, there it is. I'm here. I was already there. Yes, the net is like beautifully widely cast. And I want to say one other thing too about like the thing of how I think all three of us in some ways got like swept into the energy of the coaching world, which I don't need to belabor all of the point, the beautiful points all of you already made. There are wonderful coaches. That's not the point. But I think that one thing that's complicated to me about the coaching world as it is now is it's this catch-all for like coaches and consultants and healers and shamanic activators and readers. And there's just like too many things happening at one time. And I feel like for you, especially Amy, right? Like your work is, there's like a profound element of healing integrated into it, which I think, you know, from a business perspective, I see why things got swept, like why, you know, we all get swept into the coaching world. But I feel like what you're doing is so distinctive and there's nobody else. And this is for both of you and for me too, but there's nobody doing this beautiful thing that you're doing of basically, you know, retuning people's Akashic frequency is the simplest way that I could say it as like this profound oracle of truth. But it's like much bigger than the concept of coaching to me.
Thank you so much. I'm like, I'm listening and I'm realizing you're right. It is already done, which is why it feels so aligned. And I was always supposed to do this. I just took a fun little detour and it gets to work very quickly.
Yay. Okay. You know, I think if we're going to stick to the topic of business, I too have felt like I just want to do what I do, what I love, and that's it. You know, and I think that part of the building a business is seeing what's going to work or trying things or whatever. And I've gone in a few different directions. I mean, not a whole lot of different directions, just in the route of more like the energetics and spirituality and Akashic records and channeling, which is all a part of my work. But then what's really come to me in the last, I would say this past year, is I just want to do my trauma process with people. That's what I love. That's what I'm good at. And that's where people get the most results. And I'm like the best at it. Like I always make this joke of like, I'm mediocre at everything else, but like this, I'm a fucking genius at. And so that's what I want to do. That's it. You know, I'm not proclaiming to be good at anything else, but this I happen to be really freaking good at. So I just want to do that. And, you know, and I think that's been a really big awareness or opening for me. And I think it gives it like a simplicity too. It's easy and everything just gets to be like an offshoot of that. So I don't even know if I necessarily have a question per se. I think it's just more of whatever you guys are tuning into about that. Cause I think that I just want to be able to help as many people as possible with this and in the easiest way possible too. I think like for the beginning of my business, I felt like I just worked so hard and was just constantly feeling like I was like pushing a boulder up a hill. And I don't necessarily feel like that anymore, but I think that, yeah, I just want to do this and let it be as easy as possible and impact as many people as possible. And the other thing that I'll throw out there too is I really have been thinking about taking my modality, my trauma clearing process, and making it into something that people can do on their own. They don't need me. So it's more widely accessible. I mean, obviously it's better if you have me, but I just want to make it more widely accessible to as many people as possible and revolutionize like what people think about as like therapy or personal growth.
I'm curious, do you feel like there's a book inside of you that wants to be?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it has to be. I feel like I have to go to like a cabin in the woods for a week and just write it and then be done with it. Cause I don't feel like it's something that I can do gradually. It just like, I feel like I just need to like sit and just let it all come through.
Yeah. I feel a book and I feel like a good part of it is you teasing apart, as we talked about on the podcast where you came on my show, like easing apart trauma-based mind control and MKUltra and also the nuances of trauma, period, but also just understanding even from the macro level that, of course, we're not accusing like our unsuspecting parents of MKUltra-ing us, right? That's not what I'm saying. But it's that there has been a greater agenda to mess with every generation at the point of childhood, when we are our most vulnerable, so that we do not trust each other. We don't trust love. We're disconnected from the frequency of love. We have weird, warped stories we create around it, weird codependency issues, all that kind of stuff. And then that makes us very easy to control. And even like the schooling system. And I feel like there are a lot of layers that you have the ability to tease apart and articulate in a book. And I also agree with you. I feel that in your business model, there is a level where a high ticket, like individual session or small group sessions, is very appropriate.
I love working with people privately, by the way. That's my shit. Yeah. I love that. You guys both have experienced it. Like, I mean, not to say it can't happen in groups, but I just love going really deep with people.
Yeah. And being able to give them like one-to-one attention, like undivided attention.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm working with someone privately for some reason, like I have carte blanche to just say whatever the fuck that's like that I might not say, but it's like we've created this space. It's basically you're telling me like just say whatever, even if it's like really weird or totally out there or something that like is going to blow your mind. I love having that feeling where I can just say whatever I see and you're here for it. You know, I love that feeling like in a container with somebody.
Yeah. I also see though, I remember when you gave me access to the birth trauma clearing, it was interesting because I did it and I really was able to connect with my consciousness at the time of the birth and like really to feel all of the energies at play. I don't feel that there was a trauma imprint. More what I was able to connect to was my own determination and badassery and my like, I'm coming and I don't care. But it was really interesting and very effective. And that's where I was like, wow, Elise's breathwork practice is so accessible, but so effective. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of EFT. Like, it doesn't require like a bunch of crazy hoop jumping and all this stuff to be able to get into the space. So I see how you could create like micro courses. Or do you know what other? It's making me think of To Be Magnetic.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too, is like being able to create something like that. Because now that I've gotten really good at breaking it down into steps for people, so I feel like you can do it on your own. You know, obviously there's benefit to being in closer proximity, obviously, but you also could do it on your own if I'm like giving you the steps and still get a result, you know? And that's really, I think, what I ultimately want to be able to create so that it can just reach a mass level.
Yeah, I see it.
Sorry, there's a little bit of one of my cats is really excited by what we're talking about. So he's got a whole like thing going on where he's making a lot of noise. So if you hear a crinkling in the background, that's just the cat people concurring that we're on the right track. all right. So a couple, last year maybe, I saw this image of Elise. Elise knows this. That then she recently had a photo shoot, and bingo, one of the pictures was this image I saw of you. And so, you guys, the picture, the image I saw of Elise had to do with her embodying and just like really anchoring into this like profound awareness that like you are so good at taking super high level spiritual concepts and synthesizing them into a way where you just articulate them like clearly and simply. And I think that is what in a lot of ways makes you such a fucking powerful like transmuter of trauma, and also that you're able to like really see these things, the layers, the multitudinous way that our own bag of rocks, as it were, is what I always call it. What comprises one's bag of energetic rocks?
In the simplest form. That's what I tell everyone. In the certification, I'm like, we have to distill it down to its simplest form, which people are like, what? I'm like, no, it's just, that's what it is. You have to make it in its simplest form. So that way it's very easy for people to understand what it is that they're dealing with.
There's the one part of you that's so good at that. You're so fucking brilliant at that. And then there's this other way too, where you're like a business boss. Like you understand things about how to like guide people through. Like I know you don't necessarily identify as a business coach, but I think another thing that you're really good at is like this energy of being able, you know, same thread, I think, of being like, here's what to do. Here's how to move forward. Here's how to take like your wacky modality and turn it into something really clear. So I guess what I'm saying is perhaps there's an opportunity also for two books with this energy of a sacred scribe, essentially. And I think when I had seen that image of you wearing a blazer and like really channeling this business boss energy where you're like, I'm really good at this one thing. And there's another thing I'm a badass about. And like you, like really, as you write the book about trauma and how to heal from it and how to really like own one's own healing journey and, you know, simple ways of transmuting all that, sitting in that energy of like also like business bossery, like as you, you know, go off to a cabin in the woods, like dressing out in the blazer, like really sitting in that energy of like hyper confidence and just like awareness that you are a sacred scribe who came to create this like massive revolution of healing and transformation and changing the way that people are able to essentially relate to themselves. Yeah. I don't know if any of that like...
No, that makes sense. I think what I grapple with is like, I do know that I'm good at business and stuff, but I have a lot of resistance to it.
Your tone of voice says it all, Elise.
Okay, so here's the thing. Love helping my clients with their businesses. But there's this thing that happens, and maybe the two of you can help me with this. Because I really do, especially when there's people who like, I've really walked them through so much of the trauma. And then like we come out on the other side and it's, we're fucking ready. Like we're ready to do the business stuff, you know? And I love that. And I really enjoy that. However, there's this thing that happens when like, if it feels like we're only talking about business or any extended period of time, I start to feel like my soul is being sucked out of me. And I want to scream, can we talk about something more interesting? And it's weird because I do feel like I have these moments of getting really excited about being able to help somebody. Like Andrea, when I thought of that like new lead magnet for you or whatever, I was like so excited about that because I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so good. So many people are going to want this. Like this is a great representation of her work. This is going to be, so like I do have these moments, but then I think if it goes too much in that direction, I don't like it. But also I want to be able to help people with their businesses because it also ends up being part of what we do. But then I also have this like resistance to really like saying that's what I do because I don't really want to identify as that. So like maybe it's just all fine. But when you say write a book about it, I don't know if I want that much association with it.
And that's totally, I mean, you can write a book about it. You cannot write a book about it. You know what it is? Like I was seeing this image as you were talking about how like you help people with the trauma. And then I was seeing this image of almost like someone like bouncing on springboards, like over and over again. It's you help people get to the bottom of their bag of rocks, you know? And then it's like, oh, there's something inside of them. Generally, I think the people who are attracted to you where they will organically then need help with some of the more fundamental aspects of a business. And so I'm just saying, I feel like it's a potential stream, right, of something that you're already doing. And I feel like we're going to go back to something else that I have mentioned to you of this. It's not so much a window of confidence. This is more just like a window of like self-actualization or like awareness of the multitudinous capacity of like your own gifts and frequency. So it's like, we know you don't have to do anything, but it's like all of these different potential ways that your magic could be articulated and shared with the collective. And I think one of them really is that energy of you being a sacred scribe who is able to synthesize these magics that you hold for a broad audience, right? And especially from a trauma perspective, not to like make this too much about me and my journey, but, you know, watching, you know, certain family members of mine, like they're not necessarily people who would have the capacity, you know, the resources to invest in something like the Metamorphosis, but could potentially purchase something like a workbook, right? It's not going to be the same as being able to have you guide someone through the process, but man, the world, I'm getting like emotional thinking about it, but like the world just needs this so badly. Like you've created programs for school children in the past, and it's like, there's nowhere where we don't need that healing, like whether it's education systems, you know, prisons are like really coming to mind. Like there are so many places where we really need that level of like healing and light to be infused. So get to it, sacred scribe.
Thank you.
I just wanted to offer quickly too, I think the challenge is that we conceive of it as business, but I think really what it is that we each carry inside of us like divine gifts. Like we all have this amazing radiance in our solar plexus that we've brought forward to share. When we clear out enough trauma, then all of a sudden our gifts are able to come forward. And in this world, we are reclaiming the way that we use money. We are reclaiming what it means to share our gifts and to do so outside of the paradigm of the employment system. And so I think rather than it being like business strictly, it's more like you're helping people to understand how they can take their unique gifts and they're not just splurting out everywhere, but they can be used in a way that is efficient and can be offered to somebody in a way that is like valuable. And then somebody can give them money or something else of equal value in exchange.
Yeah, I love that. And it's funny you said that because I've been thinking about this a lot. And I had this conversation with one of my clients about how I hate the word lead, which I know I just said lead magnet. I don't even like to say that word. I like to say freebie. I hate the word lead because I feel like it dehumanizes. Because like everyone I work with, my clients, like I like hold them in such a level of like reverence and like love that like to reduce anybody to like the word lead, it just makes me like want to vomit. And I feel like I do feel so passionately about bringing like this other perspective to what we're doing here, which is that of like love and like just holding it in the highest regard, because yes, it is a business, but it's also so much bigger than that. So thank you for that like reminder, because that is really important for me to share with people, and also just to help people be able to efficiently share their gifts and be able to be supported by doing it, you know, so that is really helpful. Okay, let's move to Andrea, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time and I want Andrea to get her full moment to shine. But thank you, you guys.
Thank you. Okay, so I would say, you know, my thing is just essentially a spinoff of what you two have both articulated. You know, for me, the real journey has been finding a way to take what is part magic, part court jester, part like cosmic guardian, you know, part pink beam of love who was created by God to literally hold the frequency of love and is now trying to nut around in a human form to help humanity remember all of their gifts and their ancient magic and their connection to God and synthesize it into something that makes sense to people, right? As I'm like, here I am, people of Earth, good people of Earth, let's come to me and I will do shell ears for you. You know? And I think there's certainly, I've had a lot of success quickly, especially given, you know, my capacity to do these things. I'm like, boo, 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 how do I see the thing in the human form? It's been a real journey for me. I think both of you have already helped me enormously with this, but I feel like it's just that energy, right, of creating practical things that like land, you know, with people. So anything that you two have for me around that. And frankly, you know, whatever comes through, I know is going to be magical, whether it's related to that or anything else.
Andrea, you are literally an alien. Like you are such an, I mean, like the best way, but you truly are. Even when you're saying good people of Earth, here I am. Totally. You came down on a big old mothership and you're like, let me retune you with my air guitar fingers, my Lemurian crystal, and my shell ears. And I really, what I'm seeing as you're speaking, and I'm realizing like, oh, this is so much of where I think it's gotten kinked up. I've never brought this up to you before, so I don't know how you're going to feel about it. But not that you have to get rid of one-to-one sessions, but I really believe that you are a stage performer. I see you like being akin to David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, like the true aliens that just figured out how to fucking own it and command the attention of ever increasingly large audiences through their performance and their willingness to not dim their light in any way, not try to do the human thing, but just be like, I'm in a body, but I'm a fucking alien. That's what I see. And I feel like you would have the most entertaining stage shows ever. If you have stage fright, then you could do a podcast / YouTube channel. And I know how technology goes for you. So it's a mental barrier, but that's what I see. And then I feel like you'll always do group and single sessions. But I think a lot of people will even just simply be retuned by, like, you kind of are reminding me of our good friend, Sam Tripoli, the wonderful Sam Tripoli, who I swear to God is here doing the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he has no idea. He just thinks he's like a scumbag, but he's like...
I agree with you. I love him.
Have people come see you and just laugh and remember that they're aliens too. And it's okay to be an alien on Earth.
I love this so much. So one of the funny, a couple of years ago, someone like read for me, and I love the way he articulated that. I feel like it fits perfectly into what you're saying, Amy, where he was like, you're going to start a Food Network for the Soul style thing. I've known even from the time I was a kid, like I am meant to be a performer and I love this. And I have a YouTube channel and I was actually talking to Elise about it yesterday about how I know I need to start using it more. It's called birdtv.com. It's my YouTube channel. So you guys find me on YouTube, birdtv.com spelled out.
I just want to say, because Andrew and I have been talking about getting on her YouTube and just doing whatever she's going to do. And I feel like anytime that I feel like there's a way for you to hone it in to monetize it, I will tell you. But I think other than that, just being your wackadoo self is like, is really important, you know, because I think that you've spent a lot of time like trying to figure out how to like not be that or be normal. And I don't think that is going to make you happy. And I don't think that is a good use of your energy. And also I think like people get so much out of just like when you do get to be you. And I think like your sessions are that, right? It's just like you doing whatever it is that you do, which is hard to explain, although I've made it my business to try to help you explain. But I think, yeah, I agree with Amy. I think that like just really allowing yourself to do like the wacky things that you do, because they really are the way that you bring through the frequencies that you bring through for people that are incredibly healing and incredibly transformational. So yeah, I think it's just really like allowing yourself the permission and the allowance to just fully do that. And yeah, I keep seeing you like doing stuff on YouTube. Like it just, I don't know why, but it just feels right, you know? But yeah, I think the key here is like full permission, full, you don't have to like try to be more like normal or something. I think that's the key here.
Full alien all the time. I really like this. Cool. Thank you both.
There's no other way, you know. I think that just from like a more of a collective energy read, I think that is like what we're stepping into anyway, is just like you have to just allow yourself to fully be you. And if you don't, then it's just going to be really uncomfortable. So let that be the thing. And I think it will resonate for people. Not that you're not doing that. I'm just saying to like turn up the volume. Yeah, turn up the volume.
It really does feel like a stage performance. You can start with YouTube, but I think there's an in-person element that's really important. And I feel like it really is where you're just, you come out of the closet completely and you're just like, oh, I am an alien, good people of Earth. Let's have a hilarious conversation about how fucking weird you all are. How weird I am while I try to be one of you. This place is crazy. And I think it's going to just open you up to even more of a like deep and wide access to your channel to be able to like almost make a comedic commentary on the state of the world from like various different sort of galactic and cosmic levels of consciousness, multidimensional consciousness, while at the same time weaving through really profound and important threads of things that we need to collectively see and acknowledge. Like how you say that you're a known crier, like it's almost like 98% hilarity and 2% really potent. Yes, this is actually what's happening here though, and it needn't be this way, people of Earth. And we have a little cry together about it for a moment, and then we're laughing again. I think that is like such a medicine gift that you have. And some people will receive it one-to-one and in smaller groups. But I think your message, much like we're saying with all of us, I think all of us are just realizing that we're ready to step into the destiny that we incarnated, which is to be received by a wider audience. We have medicine that's not meant to be like kept in a little corner anymore.
And Andrea and I do talk about her stand-up comedy routine. Like it's like a running like list where I'm like, okay, you need to add this to the stand-up comedy routine. Like when she's telling me about, I don't know, how you like fell. What was that time that you, no, it was like she fell trying to like take like a weed out of her window or something. And then I related the whole thing back to shame. And I was like, if you weren't feeling shame about this one thing, you never would have stepped up to try to pull this weed out of your window, which then led to you like falling and hurting yourself. Remember, it was like this whole like comedy of errors. But I feel like you're always telling me these stories where I'm like, you need to add this to your stand-up comedy routine. So that's something that I feel like is all, there are so many things that kind of like, we like joke about, but it's actually like true, you know, it's actually part of, I think, what you're meant to do. And I think it's hard because there's no template for this, obviously. Like, no one is doing this. And I know there's like people out there who do weird things and stuff, but you know, no one is you and no one is doing it like you. So I think it's hard because there's nothing, no model for this, but that's also really cool because you get to just do it however you want to do it. And I think that you've done so much work to release any like shame or fear or like stuff around like lack of safety. And now you can feel, you know, like solid enough to just go out there and be a freaking weirdo alien healer person.
Yeah, I love all of this. And you know, it's so funny too, because I've always known that I was meant to be a performer. I took dance lessons for years as a child. I have like tons of props and I am my humor is one of my greatest gifts. And I know it's like part like laughter. It's like, there are so many ways where I feel like I've literally been like preparing for this. I took voice lessons and I acted as, you know, a teenager and in college and all of these ways where I'm like so theatrical that I'm really actually excited that I have managed, bless you both for helping me with this journey of whittling my own bag of energetic rocks down to the point that now I'm like ready to get out there with the jazz hands and the alien lifestyle and be like, here we are, let's go, let's fucking go.
Well, you know, like what's occurring to me too, and I know you guys don't watch Real Housewives, but like all the Real Housewives, like they do these like shows where like they tour, you know, because like they have an audience and they just go out and tour and they do these like live shows. But it's essentially just them like getting up on stage and just like being idiots. And I'm like seeing that. And I'm like, if people go to watch them who really don't have any kind of like talent or, and no offense to them, but they're not like healing anyone or like doing a greater good for the planet. You know what I mean? And they just get up on stage and do whatever the fuck they do. You can certainly do that too, but it also will have a way more depth and meaning behind it. It's not that far out of reach, I guess is my point.
Yeah, I love this. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Amy, I know you have to go, but hopefully everyone enjoyed
it. Me too. It was great.
I know I did.
I feel like I really needed this. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I feel like this was like a good like state of the union address too, of just like the state of like where kind of everyone's at. And I'm hoping that everyone else can resonate with this too, because I really do feel on just like more of a larger scale that we're all, especially with this eclipse, we're all being called to just come back into your like original template, your most authentic expression, and like what you truly are meant to be doing. So this is a reminder / call to everybody to really allow yourself to be guided towards that. So thank you, both of you. I love you guys so much. And thanks for letting me hijack our exchange.
Thanks.
I think everyone's going to love it.
Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a review, and share the show with your friends who you know are yearning for this type of content. When you leave a review, send us a screenshot and we'll send you a $250 credit you can apply to anything else in my world. You can stay connected with me by following me on Instagram at Elise_breathes and by joining my Facebook group, Financial Freedom for Spiritual Entrepreneurs, where I share all of my most fun and potent content. Make sure you download my breathwork for financial freedom at elisebreathes.com. See you next time.